President Trump is concerned about persistent inflation. In an unusually short statement after their two-day meeting, Fed officials dropped language that had suggested their next move would be to cut their key rate. Warsh said the Fed will do what's in the best interest of the economy.
The committee decided to maintain the target range for the Fed funds rate at 3.5 to 3.75% in support of the Fed's dual mandate. The committee also reaffirmed its policy of maintaining ample reserves in the banking system.
The brief statement likely reflects the influence of new chair Kevin Warsh, who was appointed by President Trump. He's previously criticized the Fed for commenting too broadly on the economy. At his swearing-in ceremony last month, Warsh said he plans to remain independent and keep politics out of the Fed's decisions.
When we pursue those aims with wisdom and clarity, independence and resolve, inflation can be lower, growth stronger, real take-home pay higher, and America can be more prosperous.
At the Fed meeting, nine officials said they expected at least one rate hike this year, with six supporting two or more. It's a sharp change from March, when no policymakers penciled in a hike, and the committee as a whole forecast one cut in 2026. The change is an acknowledgement that inflation is at its highest level in 3 years, and many officials have said in recent speeches that if inflation doesn't go down, higher rates may be necessary as early as the end of the year. Warsh told reporters today that only one of the board governors recommended a rate cut this time.
Today we had one. I thought it further discussion deepened it and made it clear what we needed to do and how we needed to deliver. I wouldn't prejudge what happens in the future, but there was only one big subject for us. We took it on. We had a good family fight on it for a couple of days, and we ended up, I think, in a better place.
Chairman Warsh also told reporters at the press conference that he's forming five task forces to examine issues like how the Fed communicates, the sources of data it uses in making policy decisions, and the composition of its quarterly economic projections. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.